You should PowerPoint presentation.
Just read the PowerPoint presentation. Original.
I think we should set the binds to try the project.
Did you send us an email about this?
Not yet.
Yeah, we received an email about this. The design.
Do you want me to send you a mail?
Ah, it's okay.
Or you can put it in the shared folder.
Yeah, you see the email? It's already inside the mail. Very no, the first one. It's inside. No. The third one. Oh, you did everything. Strange. I got an email about the discussion. Yeah.
You got an email from
from the account manager. You received the same email, right?
Yeah.
I think it's for you guys to how to design it and all the aspects. So you need that information.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so each of us has a role to do.
Yeah. I think I'm going to assign you a role.
We already
for
had
each,
our roles.
For each
person.
Okay.
So
there are three
kinds
of
design.
Okay.
Design.
Alright.
So who will be the responsible functional design in the final team?
I think our responsibilities will be assigned when in our mail we receive from the account manager.
Yeah.
I'm
doing the interface.
I'm doing
it. Are you doing
it? Yeah, I'm well, maybe we have. Okay, so I did industrial design. There's a little confusion about my but it's all right.
Okay,
I'm okay, more industrial design.
Yeah.
Okay. And you normal?
Working on user interface.
I'm into marketing.
Into marketing.
Yeah, nothing much in the project.
Nothing to make it engineer.
Marketing in this design. Design is basically for industrial design and the user interface.
You see the second one? Yeah, see that. Do you know? Appendix.
Yeah,
it is a role for everybody.
Yeah, we can.
Even
first
for marketing.
Okay, for us, there's a different.
Remember it is a role, your marketing role.
I don't know.
That's all.
Well, I think we can have a little discussion about what has to be done, what are your ideas
about the
about
design.
The
maybe we discuss this later, no?
Well, we want to have a new remote control for TV distribution, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to plan how it would
yeah.
be
mm-hmm.
developed and how we can make it work.
Yes.
I mean, working on it, we already have. It should be something different from the remote controls.
Yeah,
but we have to keep in mind this. And of course, it should not be very costly.
Yeah. Well, I think that Norman and I would think about the technical points, and we should discuss it in the next meeting. Or
we need to collect information.
Yeah.
about what?
About the design, perhaps. What is most important in a remote control? What is the most important functional aspect?
You mean the external aspect or
to make it work?
That's all. It should be easy to work with.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You can think about an interface with
Maybe you can have a speech recognition interface. Just tell the television I want which channel. Or
you want.
Or you can say, for example, I want to list all the program tonight. You know, instead of this remote control, it's doing some searching for you, so you don't have to look for the channel. You know, just say, maybe I just want to press, I want to have a button for all the movies tonight, or a button for all the magazines, all the information, documentary tonight. And then you list a few, and I'll choose from the list. So instead of pressing the channel number, I'm choosing the programs directly. That's one way of making it useful.
I think if you include a lot of technology on the remote control, it will be very costly.
No, it's not very a lot. This information exists. For example, you can get
like you say we can use speech.
You can use for example, anything. The idea of using speech is to reduce the button, but it's more natural.
I think if you want to choose from a list of program or something like that. You may have to use
the main function of remote control is to have something in the hand, and you should be very careful about the size of the remote control.
Yeah.
If you're going to add a speech interface,
yeah.
I'm not sure with Randy's limit size of the remote control,
yes,
to be able to put a speech recognition. If you want to put a speech recognition system interface for that, I think the TV itself could have it.
Yeah.
And I could talk to the TV, television itself.
Except
you don't have
if you are far from the TV.
Yeah.
I mean, you have some arrays or something.
Yeah, but the main idea I wanted to say is that there should be a function. Instead of choosing the TV channel, there's an option. You can choose either TV channels or the container or the contents of the program.
Yeah.
So it's
mm-hmm.
more
it's a
powerful.
Good idea. It's a good idea, but I think that technically it would be a little bit more tricky to achieve these than.
No, because you see now all the speed programs are available on the web. They are available in XML format or whatever format. We don't care. We just say that there's some content. We just want to retrieve the content and then sort them by the types of programs. Some of the websites, they already provide this service, so you can just use the service available. Download it to this remote control. And then there are only 6 buttons for 6 categories or 7. The most, there are only 7 buttons. So I just choose the category one, and you use the same button, for example, to choose among the sorted list the program you want. So you don't have to choose among 100 channels. If you have 100 channels, you just have 6 buttons, 7 buttons.
Yeah, we should also optimize the number of.
I think that just by using navigation buttons and the user interface on the screen, we are able to navigate through the.
Ah, yes. So you're not.
Channel program or content, so.
Yeah.
In an easy way.
Yeah. So you don't have the display here, just display on the TV screen.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Display on the TV screen and just
with
your remote control, you just navigate through the.
I think that'll be revolutionary because all the TV, the remote control you have are all numbers, lots of buttons, and then you don't know what to choose in the end.
Yeah. So.
Alright.
I think for the technical points, we have to check how to gather the data from program or contents and all this stuff.
So we have 5 minutes to.
We have sometimes to use the whiteboard.
you can use it if you.
Another interesting idea for this would be to have a light adaptation system depending upon the picture.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're watching a movie and suddenly there's a dark, some dark scene, the lights adapt themselves. The lighting in the room changes.
Yeah, but we are designing this remote control.
I mean, you have an option in the remote control. If you want to have that option, you press that button.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have a conceptual remote control there, or you just want to put the function in?
If you want, you can use it.
Go and draw something there.
I'm not sure you forgot to put your lapel.
Where is it?
The lapel.
Well, before the before the design that says you want.
Where is it?
Yeah. This plugin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Before writing, you can see that says you want the what you said, and after writing,
okay, alright. So the most functional, the most important function is the buttons to choose the content. Right? We agree on that, right?
Okay.
First one is to. buttons. Yeah, or it could be anything.
Yeah.
You put buttons. To choose. Content. Or channels, so we have both. The user can choose which one they want.
Yeah, by content or by channel.
By content or by channel. Choose by contents or by channels. So, and then what did you say just now? Other than this.
Then we have to find a way how to gather information about the contents.
Okay. So technically, how the problems that. How to do it? how to get the content?
Yeah. I think it's not very difficult to browse by channel, but it's a little bit tricky to browse by content. So.
Okay. Content. Okay. So this we have to work it out. So this one is the problem.
I think that's the things to do and reflect about it and discuss it in the next meeting.
We'll discuss, we'll get some information in the next meeting. So now we get this is the functional design aspect. That's the first aspect. Alright. We'll get information and then we'll come back and
Okay. Thank you for being here.
Okay. So maybe we meet in 45 minutes.
Alright. Okay.
Aspect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Arbitrum.